My teachings focus on how we can rectify this idea of worshiping God that does not meet the standard God requires. In other words, I teach according to my mission God has given me, that I teach the church so that those who believe, accept, open up to the teaching, they can worship in a way that will be acceptable unto God. That will be acceptable unto God. And then anytime God makes a move, God has an interest to do what? To promote and to protect and to preserve. And the interest of God has always been one. He deserves people who would what? Worship him. The way he what? Wants. So we read about Moses going to what? God calling Moses, doing rehearsal with him in the performance of what? Miracles. To go. That portion of scripture is very interesting to me. I told you yesterday, I read Bible, I see scary things, interesting things, surprising things. One of the interesting things I see in the Bible is how God rehearsed miracles with Moses to go and do what? And instructed him to go and perform the miracles for a what? A purpose. It was not for show. It was not for show. It was to demonstrate to Pharaoh that he was sent by the creator of the heaven and the world and the earth, and that Pharaoh, the God who created the heaven and earth, has made a move, and his move has come to your table. His intention, he has an interest to promote and to do what? To protect. And this is what the Lord says, let my people go, that they may what? It has always been the interest of God. Jesus also told us in the New Testament that the Father is looking for people who worship him in word. This time is qualified. You worship him in spirit. That is, the worship should be driven by possession of his spirit. And in truth, is in a way that is acceptable unto all, unto him. According to his will. In the word, eradication of sin from humanity, starting from the individual that believes. And then secondly, you allow yourself to be driven by his spirit and his word, his word, and you also live irrespective of whichever field of discipline you find yourself in, your profession and this thing, in all that you do on daily basis. You must also live and do things to pursue this same word, agenda, in the eradication of what? Sin from humanity, to be replaced by the Spirit of Christ and his word. So God, that is the interest God has all along toward, to promote and to do what? And to preserve So if you read Malachi 3:14, if iniquity is in a church leadership, it's terrible. And that's why God is going to reject many iniquity. A personal interest is what is driving him in doing pastoral ministry. Then he's not going to do anything. It's a risk. And that's why when some of us teach who are sent by God, you may choose to doubt it. It's your own problem. Teach and they become annoyed. I see it's display of gross disrespect, and that provokes me to invoke God to bring evil upon them, even before the day comes. We don't intercede for such arrogant personalities. Simply because, you see, one of the things I intend to teach this morning is the dangers in when you know what is to be done in God. When you know what God requires to be done, and you think you have an interest to promote and preserve and protect us against that of God, and you misbehave accordingly. That is where misbehavior in worship comes. It is very world, dangerous. And that was what informed my preaching yesterday. I call it dangerous world, insecurity. When you know what is to be done in God and you fail toward, there are a lot of undesirable consequences that go with it. One is Malachi 3:14. But because of iniquity, clergy left the 14 and they came to take the part that will serve their personal world, interest, iniquity, and they preach the 10. Read Malachi 3:14. I wish somebody could pick the message. It was given several times in the book of what? Exodus. That God said, let my people go that they might what? Worship me. At a certain point, he told them they should leave their things behind. He said, no, we are going to worship God together with our world, with our things. And God gave them substance, gold, caused them to get gold before they what? They left. At a certain point in time, when God wanted to build, Moses to build a what? A tabernacle. So, in the promotion and protection of his interest in getting his people to worship him, he demanded for what? Gold. And Israel, the first item he mentioned was gold. Israel presented it, it was in excess. Moses had to what? Stop them. And these are some of the interesting I see in scripture. You see that comparatively, sometimes I see Israel, they seem to be better than we who are worshiping God today in their responses to God. Sometimes they were some way, but so that one instance I see they were better. We don't know that even the things God has given us, he gives them to us to promote and protect this interest of worshiping what? Him. Worshiping him. And when God demands for worship, it always has this strong element of eradication of what? Sin, and being driven by his spirit and his word. It was it Deuteronomy 7? Deuteronomy 7 we read that when God even comes to give instruction, when you go there, don't marry the Gentile world women. And you see, you can ask, God, why are you giving her this? And he doesn't leave Israel in suspense. He is jealous to the fact that if you engage, you go contrary to my commandments. This and love this woman, they have the power, the propensity, and the ability and the capabilities to turn your heart away from me and to serve what? To worship other what? God. So God makes a move. He has an interest to do what? To promote and what? Protect and preserve. Hey. He gave the same instruction to Solomon. Unfortunately, Solomon was gifted. He requested for wisdom, but could not keep this simple instruction God gave him on two occasions. Don't laugh. He ended up loving all kinds of women. He loved women all over the place, and they mentioned specifically the daughter of what? Pharaoh. That daughter of Pharaoh, maybe she was a nice war lady. Meanwhile, this same Moses didn't want to follow these women because of he wanted to pursue the agenda and follow up the interest of what? God against his word own. That is humility and faith. Yeah, you are in church, they are not digging us anything. You preach and the clergy is annoying. You, by the time I finish, you see, read Malachi. They love the Malachi 3:10. I love Malachi 3:14. Mm-hmm.
Malachi 3:14.
Iniquity will make any clergy promote and preach Malachi word. 3:10. He enters church. That will be his first major teaching. Mm. That is iniquity. When they do it, it looks like they love God. God knows many things we don't know. Mm-hmm.
Ye have said, it is vain to serve God.
Have you seen where he said, let my people go and worship me? Come on. Be part of worship. Ah. Uh-huh.
Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts?
This is what we call the state of what? Apostasy. The God that sent rehearsed miracles and sent Moses to go and bring them. This is what Israel is. Repeat it. What did Israel tell God to his hearing?
Malachi 3:14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts?
If I'm to speak in Chi, say Nyamisume hun here. In God will say, no. What? How would you say it in Ghana? Nyame sume hu hia. It's like yam kwa soli bia yam sum nyame bia. Won sumo nyumo. Oh, won soli mo. Soli mo is prayer. Yam sum nyame bia. Nyam sum mfaso bia anyede. This was serious. The interest God had to protect, that he made the move. You read other portion of scripture, God said, I've seen their suffering and I've come to deliver them. He went there to deliver them to worship what? Worship him. And now repeat, read it again. Look at what Israel is telling God. If iniquity is not in our clergy, this is what must be stressed. Then, if there is the need to incorporate the tithe into it, we bring it. They neglected the interests of God and became heretic with Malachi 3:10. This is the kind of clergy we have. And when God sent us to they won't allow us to have our peace and do our job. So if God has not raised some of us in technological period, you see the havoc that I said they are in for trouble if they don't change. In the moment we are in and the calendar year that we are entering. And that is what I am developing. So this talk, these words, Israel spoke to the effect that they are not going to pursue the God's interest and promote it and work towards it and preserve it, was a complete state of what? Apostasy. We are religious, we and our clergy and church leadership, but many of us are in the state of apostasy already. As a matter of fact, many of us are rather worshiping the clergy. I said it, a friend clergy asked me how are they worshiping the clergy. I knew he was annoying, and I referred him to my podcast. If certain things also provoke me also sometimes. Lord, give me the patience. John Wesley, we are told, people like John Wesley, we are told, fasted 2 times what? In a week. If you sacrifice your personal interest for God, you see, he gives you attention to see things. Let's go on. What we are doing, it was yesterday I taught the misbehavior of Herod when he heard Jesus Christ was what? Was born. He died when Jesus was a baby with all those who were trying to look for him and kill him. Yesterday, I wanted you to read. Today, can you pick that in and read? Is it Matthew 2:19? God announced to Joseph that he should take the baby. So he died when our Lord was still in a baby world state.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 2:19-20. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and
take
his
the young child
and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead.
Who sought what?
The young child's life.
If you God makes a move and you rise against the interests of God, you will die soon. You won't last long. So they died. When Jesus was still a what? A baby. You cannot strive with your boss and win. My principal told me this, Commander College, Madam Zomelo. You cannot strive with God and what? Win. Every human being, whether you are great or small, bear this in mind. The clergy that make themselves big, you can never. And they think they are bigger than the word of God and preaching of the word of God. You can never strive with God and what? At the same time, Bible told us or tells us there were wise men who had seen his star, had come to worship him. They were carrying what? Among the other items were what? Gold. And when they went to what? This Herod who died prematurely, they got into his hands, who was a king. And that was where they declared the word, the news. And the man started misbehaving because he feels he has an interest to do what? To protect against the interest of what? God. And he didn't even understand the kingdom. He didn't understand the type of king and then the kingdom that God was establishing. Or about to establish. So Jesus I told you, is today's clergy, they don't understand Jesus Christ, the Christ. Theology will tell them means the anointed one, but they don't know the anointed. Jesus was anointed by God as a king. So John the Baptist started his message by preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at what? Hand. Jesus also preached, the kingdom of God is what? At hand. Even after his resurrection, Acts 1:3, he spoke to them about issues concerning the what?
Kingdom of God.
Paul, in Acts, I think 19, about 3 days or so, he reasoned with the people, discussing with them about matters concerning the kingdom of what?
God.
They understood and acknowledged Jesus Christ as what? Lord. They acknowledge the introduction of God. God gave that he is the Christ, the Son of the world, the living God. Many of our clergy, they don't know. They won't allow some of us to teach. When you teach, they hear, they become annoying. And that the dangers is what I'm teaching today. When you know God makes a move, either you identify yourself with the will and the purposes of what? God. To be blessed and to be welcome. Or you protect and preserve your personal interests as against that of what? God. And you suffer the undesirable what? Consequences. But I'm praying the members rather get out of this. As for the clergy, I keep saying I don't have sympathy for them. You preach, they become anointed. And I also become anointed. Why the anointed? God is what? It's on the move to do what pleasing God. One clergy that I block him from my phone. He asked me a question. He said, if God is anointed with Israel and Moses is anointed, then where do we stand? You see, they think they know the scripture. They don't know scripture. This same Israel, God sent Moses to go and bring them to worship him. And they got on the nerve of God, and God wanted to finish them. He told Moses, I'll make you alone a nation. And if you read the context, when you don't have love for God, you don't have it, and you don't see anything. So what we are reading, the wise men, God spoke to them that they shouldn't go back to what? Herod. But God never spoke to all. Mm-hmm. If you protect your interests, you will never hear from God. The day you hear from God, his judgment is what is coming upon you. Never heard. What was the point I was making? No, just now. I'm talking about Herod. Yeah, he never what? Heard from God. But they what? Heard from God. But before then, I was making a point. I don't want to miss that point. So, in short, he was trying to create some impression that when God is anointed and Moses is anointed. Not that Moses had the interest of God at heart. If you look at his, and that's why I say prayer is a tool for serving the interest of what? God. If you want your prayer to be heard, he said, God, if you finish them, you will allow people to speak against your word, your name. And that's why God listened. And it is one of the things that I'm going to bring out in my message today because it came in my meditation. You see, before even we go there, you see, even the Lord's Prayer, I've told you that that's the spirit God wants to see in us when we pray. And all serve the interest of what God. It starts with our Father, hallowed be thy word. Name. God wants his name to be what? Glorified when he makes a move and we know. So if we don't want to glorify the name of God, we are doing what? Working against his word, interest. So Paul said something. It's one of the things God wants me to teach today. So I told you what was said about Jesus Christ is that in him is life. And the life is the light of what? All men. And then he tells us in Matthew 5:16 that let your light so what? Yeah. Let it build up to a high extent so men will see your good works or deeds and glorify your word. Our godly behavior, especially in our moral nature, that governs our interaction with our fellow man, as we see in the Ten Commandments, apart from the first one that talks about your relationship with God. God spoke out and said, do not envy somebody's wife. There are clergy, they are interested in our wives in church. They are dead in advance. Such people don't need intercession. They know God. But they don't want to what? Glorify what? God. So in worshiping God, that is one interest God seeks to promote and what? Preserve. That his name will be what? Glorified. The reason is one of the reasons why he frustrated what? The tower of what? Babel. The building. Because there was iniquity. They were building a city and a tower to make a name for them what? Self. Is common among our clergy. He's posted into a station. He has come to make a name for what? Himself, and not to make a name for what? For what? For God. Yesterday, I was doing meditation. In our city here in Accra, there are two identifiable temples that belong to the Roman world, Catholic. One is near 37, at 37. They call it what? Christ Church. Is it Christ the King or Christ Church? They call it what? Christ Church. If you are going to Adabraka, where the Asylum is, they have another big temple there. They call it what? Holy Spirit Cathedral. Go to other temples. They put the name of human beings on the temple. It was one of the things that surface in my meditation. They put the name of clergy, human beings. It's just like building a temple and putting the name of Moses on the wall, on the temple, as if no God called Moses, no God did rehearsal with him, no God anointed him and gave him assignment to do. It tells you the thinking of the world, church leadership, and then the clergy. Recently, I was speaking to some people, and I said, look, and then I told them, I said, I was an officer somewhere. The first savings I made towards my wedding, I transferred it into church account to buy land to build a temple. When you go there today, they have name. They put the name of a clergy on the wall. On the wall? Yes. On the temple. Mm-hmm. It is dangerous to seek glory and honor for human being instead of what? The name of what? God. Read Romans. No. Before, we've read the Malachi 3 word. 14. So because they were not interested in worshiping God, that's why those days they stopped even paying what? Tithe. And God reacted to that word. Effect. But when the clergy is full of iniquity, he takes the Bible, picks verse out of context to promote his own word interest and not to glorify God. He wants to glorify his personal, and this is what God will stand on and reject many that ye that wicked word, iniquity. You did not do all this thing in my name. After they have made their submission, those who want to change can listen and change. But my interest has always been with the member, the lady, who is going to be clergy tomorrow. Because some of them, as a matter of fact, maybe if when they were lady, the clergy today was lady yesterday, if they had been taught some of these things, maybe they wouldn't have found themselves in this error. But I believe even if they taught them, they wouldn't take it, because if they would take it, they would not be annoying when we preach today. God doesn't make mistakes. When God looks into your heart, and you have a good and honest heart, Luke what? 8:15, the interpretation of the good, of the parable of the what? The sower. Another problem. The parable of the sower interpretation, Jesus talked about sowing what? Seed as preaching of the word. Word. In our generation, 21st century clergy, he talked about sowing seed. He's talking about what? Money. Money. Money, 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 money. Where are they taking money to? Where are they taking money to? You know Musa. Musa walked to me at school and he said, Mr. Dia, a Muslim, a colleague. He said, Mr. That day, one evening, he walked with him and said, Mr. Dia, do you know God can make you rich overnight and nobody will know, the whole world will know you are rich? I said, yes, I know and I believe. And then a question follows. He said, why do we therefore go to God and pray for things when we all know we die, we cannot take them to the grave? A Muslim, he told me this. And the clergy is preaching and telling us to pray for what? Money. He's doing the pastoral work with his personal interest, not with the spirit of what? God. So read, knowing Romans what? Romans 1, 24, 26, 28.
Romans 1, 24, 26, 28. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
There's a point saying, knowing God, they did not glorify him. Therefore, but you read the three. Be part and look for that verse.
Verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge.
They don't want to promote and pursue the interest of what? God, as against their word, their own. That's the meaning.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
In Jesus, God left them. It's like God said, God has left them alone to misconduct themselves, to denigrate themselves and their own lives. Fantasy said, Oja on the one bo when you pay Diana and a pie. It's one thing about God I fear. You must all fear. When you are walking with God and you get on his nerve to the extent that God says, now do whatever you like, it's another terrible thing. Fautricia, yamawarankasa, mawara ipe. Go ahead and do it. Read three of the verses. You finish the three. Go over them again.
Romans 1, 24, 26, 28. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies.
But I wanted to see the verse that said, knowing God, they failed.
21.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when they knew God.
When they knew God,
they glorified him not as God.
They glorify him not as what? God. True worship seek to glorify what? God. It seek to glorify what? God. the way church offices, church members, we labor, we sacrifice, we do this thing, we finish the temple, then they put a clergy's name on it. Why not a Christ temple or Christ the King? That's why this, my friend clergy outside, he said, Mr. Dia, put your teachings into writing. If they don't take it, you die. They will. They will. I said, I'm afraid. They should take it while I'm what? Alive, if they believe it's of God. If I die, they will mention my name instead of what? God. And I'm ordinary servant of God. Kwekudia said, but we work with thou sayest the word. The Lord. The moment you move out from thou said the Lord and it becomes Kwekudia word said, you've made a human being your word, God. You have honored a human being above what? God. And it has its consequences in our time. It denies you of the required grace and the glory to overcome all the identifier enemies mentioned in scripture. The world, the flesh, the devil, sin, sickness, etc., etc. That's why you don't see glory. When you seek to glorify God, God also what? Glorifies you. So if you're a church leader and the guests in the church know you're underway, what glory do you have? You think when there is a spiritual problem, they walk to you. His child is sick, you will bring the child to you when they know you're underway. And when you are a church officer, I'm speaking upon the things God revealed to me here, and you steal, you pilfer, steal church funds at the vestry. You think glory will come upon you. If you are a clergy and you are going to work with the spirit of Eli and Sons, that sounds like a what? A company. Interest in church money, interest in church women. Interest in sacrifices. You have interest in the blessings in Malachi 3:10. You don't want to glorify. That one does not glorify the name of God. What glorifies the name of God is what is in Acts 3:1. The blessings that God resurrected Jesus Christ. From our infancy, we talk about Easter. It is this latter part of my Christian life that I saw this blessing. And up to now, many church folks are not. That means the leadership don't seek to glorify God. The spirit of Phinehas is not in war. That's the spirit of worship that seek for eradication of war, sin. Forget about the act. The spirit behind the act is what we are talking about. That is not to say go and trap javelin through anybody. Is that correct? So let's go to Isaiah 58, because I've spoken for 38. I'm going into 40 minutes, 40 day years in the wilderness. I must begin to stop. Exodus. We have so many of them. Some of them start with the first chapters. It is what said repeatedly, but just pick one.
Exodus chapter 9, verse 1 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus said the Lord of the Hebrews.
Thus said the Lord, take note of that.
Let my people go, that they may serve me.
Mm-hmm.
13. And the Lord said unto Moses,
or that they may worship me. Uh-huh.
Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
Exactly. God has always had this interest to do what? To promote and then what? Protect and preserve. You go against it and you are in trouble. You want trouble for yourself. He wants his name to be what? Glorified. Read Isaiah 58. So, what do you call it? This season that we are in. Let's go to, before you go to Isaiah 58, let's go to the prophecy John the Baptist's father gave. God will deliver us today through faith in Jesus Christ, still for the same purposes. You will read even Hebrews 9:14 also.
Luke chapter 1, verse 73 to 75. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham.
John the Baptist's father is prophesying.
That he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear.
Why would God deliver? He would deliver because he has an interest to do what? Promote and protect and preserve, that he will be worshipped.
Verse 75, in holiness and righteousness, before him all the days of our life.
Exactly. That is where you see the timetable of worship, the extension. Day and night, all the days of our life. So if these things are not governing us, are driving us, and it is the 12th calendar month, it's what is going to drive us, and we are going to make projections and resolutions into the coming calendar month, we are not going to amount to anything, because it is not the word of God that is what driving us. This is the word. Worship is on daily word. Basis. So if I am not determined to worship God today in truth and in war, in spirit and in truth, I cannot, if I make projection against the next calendar year, I will not do what? Anything. So then my meditation, the words that came out, today is a day of war. It's the day of what? Salvation. Jesus told Zacchaeus, say, today salvation has come toward your house. When he told the Lord, that is Luke 19, behold, Lord. When faith was awakened in him, he said, behold, Lord. Luke 19 has a lessons, serious lessons to teach about the gospel. Behold, Lord, that means we worship for God toward to see. Say, behold, Lord, if I've cheated anybody, I pay back fourfold. I divide my, his Bible says he was rich. I divide my things, riches into two, and give half to the world, the poor. When he said that, Jesus told him, today salvation has come into your world, has come into your house. When faith is awakened in us, these are the things that glorify God. It's the same thing John the Baptist referred to as bear the fruits of what? Repentance, and stay away from vain religious identity. We are children of Abraham. In today, say, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a charismatic, I go to apostolic church, I'm a Roman Catholic, I am this, I am that. They are all vain religious identity. It's only clergy who are full of iniquity that promote these things instead of promoting the kingdom interest. We have done it, I brought it even into our prayers. And the Lord's Prayer, we don't have any denomination in the Lord's word. Prayer is thy kingdom. For thine is the word. Kingdom, the ownership of the church also is established there. But when iniquity is in you, and when we understand and embrace this thing and we are working with them, that is the proof we have acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Word, the Lord. That means we understand the Christ, the King, Christ the King. Christ the King. That's the name of the Roman Catholic Word. The school is called Christ the Word, the King. And the temple is called what? Holy Spirit. No, not the Holy Spirit Cathedral is the what? Christ Church. Yeah, Christ Church, and the school attached to it is Christ the Word. Okay. Ah. And then you come and Sunday, you say, you are righteous than Roman Catholic. You are naming the church after yourself. God has his own way of what? Evaluating what? Things. Read, I'm already 40 years, 43. 45 will do. Read Isaiah. So, we are delivered to worship God day and night, all the days of our life, to pursue this interest. And the interest of God in the eradication of sin, Jesus Christ. Read.
Isaiah 58. Cry aloud, spare not, Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression.
God gave him the mode of the distance. We don't have many leaders who are sent by God. So Moses told Pharaoh, thou said the Lord. People are preaching and they have no reference point with God. Nyame suma no onti shim free nyame ho. My brother doesn't believe people can hear from God today. I'm praying one of these days God will speak to him. Your uncle. But sometimes he quotes some, when I come and meet him, he quotes some Bible. He knows I say what? He said, when somebody went to Jesus Christ and asked him, what must I do to be saved? Jesus did not tell the person he should go to church. So he knows when he dies, you go to what? Yeah. Heaven. And he has a point there. He has some degree of point there. Yes. Sometimes you look at him the way he does his things. Some of us that say we go to church, we sometimes don't display such qualities. But that's just by the way. Go to Isaiah 58.
Isaiah 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God.
And for the ordinances that Israel said in Malachi 3:14, say, it's not necessary. This is also what is what? Forsaking. Here, let me spell out the main ordinance. Here is for eradication of what? Sin through faith in what? Jesus Christ, to be replaced by his spirit and his word, his word. We must seek this for ourselves and live for this interest. When we worship God, God should be glorified. When Potiphar, his wife, tempted Joseph, he said, I can't sin against what? God. And that's how God was what? Glorified. Where are we many in church that sin all over the place? Sin all over the place. From clergy to laity is prevalent. I hear things going on in the pastoral cycles because our friends who are clergy. I remember I had one friend like that. We were eating at the dining table. The wife, we went there, he said, we were eating and we were chatting about the church. And then he was talking to me and said, the things, he's a big clergy. He said, the things that we hear about. He was telling me the real things. I'm not the thing, because he's in their cycle. The things that go on, this thing we're discussing, and then he made a prayer request that we must pray. And I got annoyed the way he laughed that day. We were eating. Then he said we should pray so that. Then I got annoyed. I said, Paul said when we are praying, pray for us so that God will give us utterance. If I, the member, I am going to use my prayer to preserve the righteous word. To pray for the clergy to stop misbehaving, chasing women in the church, stop misbehaving, living ungodly life. Then what church are we doing? I spoke in an angry manner. My friend laughed. He thought he was going to make a prayer request that I was going to embrace. I rejected it outright. I said, me must umpire who ni bia. If me member na member bumpire am a sofo am on no wa be ba abotunia na what church are we doing? I hope you understand me, and I don't want you to understand me. It doesn't make sense to me. And we laugh and laugh and laugh, and then we finish eating, we left. What is this? Me na member bumpire ma me ni me adin pire ye. Say Urade. I saw for a pembai, I saw for a disky, oh, mama dum, normal sacra. Minimum, I know what prayer is. At least I know the Lord's prayer. Let me end here. 40 years in the wilderness. So,
9:14.
Yeah, Hebrews 9:14.
Hebrews 9:14.
The interest of God. Why would even God purge us?
Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Exactly. Why would God even send Jesus Christ, who initiate us into purification world? Right. Take us through purification divine ordinances, so we would worship what? God. Shall we pray? Yesum nyami bia Jesu kuto Efisa kuto ni nyami ya Wawo fritete. Hallelujah, Yesum nyami bia Yesum nyami bia o Jesu wonkuto Awurade efisa wonkuto ni nya me a wowo afebo. We shall now pray for the church, that God should grace leadership that can say, the Lord Spirit of the Lord upon me. He has sent me to do what I'm doing. Who know? Who have a mission from God? And let's pray God to send us clergy and overthrow those ones who are not wise, like Herod, and don't understand, and they are employing the things God has given for his interest to pursue their own interest. He should overthrow them and replace them. In Jesus' name, shall we pray?